National Novel Writing Month is a huge group of people doing something that's supposed to be dying. Now, I think we've put the "is the novel dying" question to bed, but what we haven't talked about yet is where the novel is going. And NaNoWriMo is just one sign of that. Our fiction editor, Lee, was in New York recently. And while he was there, he talked to a friend of his named Noam Cohen.
Singing with your cat. Okay, why don't we, I don't know, what'll I start with?
I am a recent graduate of the PhD program in English Literature at Stanford.
Tell us a little about your dissertation.
My dissertation is about the future of the novel form and projections about the novel in the future in relation to other media. I took as sort of the central theme of my dissertation the idea of the death of the novel, that there's this, you know, ongoing rumor, legend, myth that the novel, the contemporary novel, is the last gasp of a dying form. The novels that we have now are the final novels, that they are the signs of the genre's impending doom.
When did people start worrying that the novel was going to die?
As one critic wrote, the novel's been dying as long as we've had novels. There is a anecdotal, nobody actually has the letter, but there's an anecdotal evidence of a letter written by Samuel Richardson, who one of the very first English novelists, to his publisher in the 1750s or 1760s, declaring the novel dead. That we've already exhausted all the possibilities for the form, he said, and in the future people will not be doing this novel thing anymore.
How bad are things now for the novel?
Well, it's anybody's guess, is what I think. It's very clear that the rates of literacy have gone down. There are fewer people spending, or there are more people spending a lot less time reading than doing other things. On the other hand, more novels are published every year and bought every year and presumably read every year than in the year previously. It accelerates at a much higher rate than the population does, for instance, and therefore there is reason to believe that people are actually reading more novels. Maybe they're spending less time reading them, and maybe they're giving a lot more of their time to other kinds of media, but the novel itself doesn't actually show any signs of slowing down.
What good is a novel?
The novel's good for a lot of things. I think that that storytelling in general, to take it down to the most fundamental level, is one of the ways that we think. Novels are, you know, we can reduce them to their detriment to thought experiments, but more than that, they're experiments in the ways that we think, which is different than a thought experiment, right? The novel, as opposed to fiction in general, or storytelling in general, I think is becoming, maybe has not always been, but is certainly becoming a genre or form of fiction or literature that raises, by its very nature, the issues that we're talking about here now. It raises the idea that we construct narratives, that stories are things that we encounter and can choose to become involved in and identify with or not. And they therefore make us think about the cognitive, ethical, political, social aspects of that, you know, relationship between immersiveness and distance in fiction, the relationship between identification with a character and our judgment of that character, our condemnation of that character, our admiration for that character, as opposed to our one-to-one identification with that character. I can hold any particular story at a distance or relate to it on a much more emotional or personal level. And that's true of any fiction, but the novel as a genre makes it impossible to avoid thinking about those issues, or it has become that genre.